Okay, I first became involved with the Iditarod in 1994 as a handler for Doug Swingley. I raced for several years and other races until I decided to run my first Iditarod in 2001. So this will be my 20th year this year. So I've been a volunteer on the trail as well as a musher. Okay, I am here today and involved with Iditarod because, as I was saying, I'm not smart enough to... Every year I freeze brain cells, so that's what I tell everybody, is I'm not smart enough to know better than to come back the next year. But in reality, I guess it's because I've been running dogs for 31 years, and I've run Iditarod 20 times. I love the dogs, and the dogs are... They're not a job, they're a lifestyle. They are my family. They are... Everything that I do is involved with the dogs. So what better way to spend time with your best friends than to travel across the great state of Alaska and 1,000 miles of some of the most beautiful country you'll ever see. And it's a way to kind of get away from the rest of life and reality and all the busyness and just take time and be with what really matters and what counts, and that's the dogs. So that's what I love to do. So one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences, there actually isn't any one thing that I can think of to say, but I can think of countless special dogs on the trail, and, you know, dogs that have led me through storms and winds and whiteout conditions. In 20 Iditarods, there's just too many to really pick out one, because I've had some pretty special dogs over the years. I've had dogs that have finished 8 and 9 Iditarods with me, and some of them have, I mean, we've gone through, I guess you could almost say, life and death situations and storms and whiteouts on the trail, and they have always gotten me through. They've never let me down, and so I guess the most memorable thing would be my dogs, would be my lead dogs. What I know in life, and what I know for sure in life, is nothing is for sure. I mean, I just kind of take it as it comes. You know, you got to be flexible and just kind of roll with the punches for the most part. And I never really have a plan starting Iditarod, because in 20 years, I've never run two races the same. And so I think that is the most important thing about running Iditarod, is you just got to be flexible and be able to read your dogs and read what they need and adapt as the race goes on. Because there's no 2 years the same. I mean, a couple of years ago it was 56 below, and I was hoping that this year wouldn't be that cold. Well, then I think this year is going to be 30 or 40 above, so that's the extreme the other way. So you just got to be prepared for everything.